band The Villas have a brand new CD out. It's called Set for Life on Think Tank Records, and to celebrate it, they're performing a CD release show this Sunday, Mother's Day, at Positively 19th Street Music, just across from the 19th Street Theater. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. The Villas are the husband and wife songwriting team of Bill and Angie Villa, and the rhythmic duo of the Daves, Dave Ferrara on drums and Dave Baum on bass. Has it been a big change? It's the first album seemed much more like you and Angie, songwriting team,
yeah,
with a band. Mm-hmm. This one seems like a band.
You're exactly right. Yeah, you're exactly right. We have just a great rhythm section. Dave Baum on bass, who's amazing. I mean, he's just really amazing. Really melodic, busy in like a really good way. And Dave Ferrara on drums, the Raven Daves. They put the power in the Villas pop. All those wonderful bass parts he's playing, he wrote. You know, everything Dave Ferrara is playing on drums, he wrote. You know, especially with those two guys, with very little feedback from Angie and I, except to go, boy, that sounds cool. Mm-hmm.
So there's probably a lot more confidence as the members, yeah, of the band.
And something else to keep in mind is, you know, The Villas is the first band I've ever been in. And, you know, I started at age 46. So we had some learning curve here, you know.
What kind of things?
Well, I couldn't play guitar and sing at the same time before I started.
That could be a handicap.
Yeah. And I couldn't play standing up. You know, I had to teach myself how to do that stuff. I had spent my whole life recording, writing songs, recording, and playing all the instruments. None of them very well, you know. So, you know, when I hooked up with Angie, I don't know. We were just talking about this last night. Can't really explain it, but gave me some kind of courage, you know, to go places I never thought I would go. I mean, the Villas' first gig was on stage in New York City. And the reason we booked that job is because Secrets, our debut, was out 2 weeks, and we got invited to play the International Pop Overthrow Festival in Hollywood. So I thought, I better not attempt to play Hollywood without a little warm-up gig. So, you know, we booked ourselves a job in New York City.
Have you and Angie grown as a writing team, as a performing team together? Do you sit down a lot together before you take it to the band? And has that changed as you've grown for these 3 years?
No, we still do that. I mean, that's how we started out. Our first date involved listening to each other's songs on cassette, you know. And our second date was a recording session at my house, you know, which is now our house. So, yeah, Angie and I, well, we need to get the guitar weave going. You know, I mean, there are things, before we take a song to the band, to Dave Ferrara and Dave Baum, there's things we have to make sure are working. The vocal phrasing in relation to both of our right hands, you know, the way the vocals float in relation to the strumming of the chords and the chord changes and the melody, and also the guitar weave, you know, like, Angie and I are two really different kinds of guitar players. She's really good and I'm not. No, we play very differently. You know, I tend to do more big open chord strumming. Angie does a lot of playing around the chord, through the chord, you know. She's a really good guitar player. So we need to get the weave going. It's just, it's like a basket weave kind of thing. And once that gyroscopic balance is nice, the guitar weave, the way the vocals are working, then you add, you know, Dave Bond and Dave Ferrara to that, and then it gets really good.
Dynamic rhythm, yeah. Rhythm duo there.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you do the words first? Do you think of words first? Do you come up with an interesting melodic hook and find some words to fit against it?
Personally, the words always come last to me. Sometimes I'll have a title, you know, but usually what comes first to me is either a chord progression that I'll find a nice melody to go with it, or sometimes the melody will just stick in my head, and then I need to find the chord progression that goes with it. And in my case, that doesn't take too long, because I only know five chords. It takes Angie a lot longer.
One of the other things I noticed, or I imagine I noticed, or it felt like was, it seems like your vocals have gotten a lot more confident on this record as well. It sounds like you're really, I don't know, there's something about it where it really sounds like you mean it. I mean, not like you didn't in the first one, but there's there's something about it. I mean, that's the only way I can really put it into words.
A couple reasons for this. One, vocal coach Beth Falcone. I worked with her for, I guess, about a year, and she learned me a thing or two. And the other thing was just, you know, being in a band and going out and playing gigs and learning how to project over, you know, the din of things live. You know, just doing it really helped a lot. And then getting some direction from Beth helped quite a bit.
I'd like to take you to someplace I go. I might invite you someday, but you never know.
Sound more pleasurable in this balance of the ballads and the strong rocking numbers.
Yeah, well, we're suckers for
sappy songs. You like both?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's a good sappy song is nice. And then, you know, one that rattles the window panes is cool too. And we like dynamics, you know. You know, we like to bring it up and then bring it down and, you know, surprise people with a real quiet one and or a real loud one, you know, keeps them awake. Oh.
Then is then and now it can be told. Then's not when you know. There's a time to come to hold. And the
Four Villas, their new CD on Think Tank Records. It is called Set for Life, and they're performing a free show this Sunday, Mother's Day, at Positively 19th Street Music at 12:30. For more information, go to their website, www.villasongs.com. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.
Here's the start of something new. Change the path somehow.